dear children, and believe me, that's all of you. I consider myself a pretty patient guy. I mean, look at the Grand Canyon. It took millions of years to get it right. And about the evolution, boy, nothing is slower than designing the world I want everything to take place, cell by cell and gene by gene. I've all been patient through the affections,
civilizations, wars and seas, and countless
ways you take me for granted until you get yourself into big trouble again and again. But on this occasion of my son's birthday, I want to let you know about some of the things that are starting to tick me off. First of all, their religious rivalries are driving me up a wall. Enough already. Let's get one thing straight. These are your religions, not mine. I'm the whole entire land. And beyond them all, every one of your religion claims there's only one me. Which, by the way, is absolutely true. But in the next breath, each religion claims it's my favorite one. And each claims the Bible was written personally by me. And that all the other Bibles are man-made. Oh me, how do I even begin to put a stop to such complicated nonsense? Okay, listen up now. I'm your father and mother, and I don't play favorites among my children. Also, I hate to break it to you, but I don't write. My long hand is awful, and I've always been more of a doer anyway. So all of your books, including those Bibles, were written by men and women. They were inspired, remarkable people, but they also made mistakes here and there. I made sure of that, so that you will never trust a reading word more than your own living heart. You see, one human being to me, even a bomb on the street, is worth more than all the holy books in the world. That's just the kind of guy I am. My spirit is not a historical thing. It's alive right here, right now, as fresh as your next breath. Holy books and religious rites are sacred and powerful, but not more so than the least of you. They were only meant to steer you in the right direction, not to keep you arguing with each other, and certainly not to keep you from trusting your own personal connection with me. Which brings me to my next point about your nonsense. You act like I need you and your religion to stick up for me or win souls for my sake. Please don't do me any favor. I can stand well on my own, thank you. I don't need you to defend me, and I don't need constant credit. I just want you to be good to each other. And another thing, I don't get all worked up over money or politics, so stop dragging my name into your dramas.
For example, I swear to me that I never threatened or a robot. I've never rode any of Bradley's Rolls Royce. I've never told Patrobus to run for president.
I certainly intend to. The thing is, I want you to stop thinking of religion as some sort of loyalty pledge to me. The true purpose of your religion is so that you can become more aware of me, not the other way around. Believe me, I know you already. I know what's in each of your hearts, and I love you with no strings attached. Lighten up and enjoy me. That's what religion is best for. What you seem to forget is how mysterious I am. You look at the petty differences in your scriptures and say, well, if this is the truth, then that can't be. But instead of trying to figure out my paradoxes and unfathomable nature, which, by the way, you never will, why not open up your heart to the simple common trait to every religion? You know what I'm talking about. Love and respect everyone. Be kind, even when life is scary or confusing. Take courage and be of good cheer, for I am always with you. Learn how to be quiet so you can hear my still small voice. I don't like to shout. Leave the world a better place by living your life with dignity and gratefulness. For you are my old child. Hold back nothing from life. For the part of you that can die surely will, and the part that can't won't. So don't worry, be happy. I stole that line from Bobby McFerrin. But who do you think gave it to him in the first place? Simple stuff. Why do you keep making it so complicated? It's like you're always looking for an excuse to be upset. and I'm very tired of being your ministry. Do you think I care whether you call me God, Yahweh, Jehovah, Allah, Wakantunka, Brahma, Father, Mother, or even the void of Nevena? Do you think I care which of my special children you feel closest to? Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, or any of the others? You can call me and my special ones any name you choose. If only you will go about my business of loving one another as I love you. How can you keep neglecting something so simple? I'm not telling you to abandon your religions. Enjoy your religions, honor them, learn from them just as you should. Enjoy, honor, and learn from your parents. But do you walk around telling everyone that your parents are better than theirs? Your religions, like your parents, may always have the most special place in your heart. I don't mind that at all. And I don't want you to combine all the great traditions in one big mess. Each religion is unique for a reason. Each has a unique style so that people can find the best path for themselves. But my special children, the one that your religion revolves around, all live in the same place, my heart, and they get along perfectly. I assure you,
the clergy must stop creating
a might of sibling rivalry when there is none. My blessed children of earth, the world has grown too small to your pervasive religious bigotry and confusion. The whole planet is connected by air travel, satellite dishes, telephones, fax machines, rock concerts. It raises a mutual need and concerns.
Program.
If you really want to help me celebrate the birthday of my son Jesus, then commit yourself to figuring out how to feed your hungry, clothe the naked,
and protect
their food, and shelter your poor. And just as important, make your own everyday life a shining example of kindness and good humor. We're giving you all the resources you need. If only you abandon your fear of each other and begin living, loving, and laughing together. Finally, my children everywhere, remember whose birthday honor on December 25th. And the fearlessness with which he chose to live and die. As I love him, so do I love each of you. I'm not really ticked off. I just want you to grab your attention because I hate to see you suffer. But I gave you free will, so what can I do now other than to try to influence persuasion and a little old-fashioned guilt and manipulation? After all, I'm the original Jewish mother. I want you to be happy and I'll sit in the dark. I really am. Indeed, I swear with you always. Always trust in me. You are one and only God.